as we approach the time of our debut release, is that the right term? Inaugural release?
Only if it's the first one.
Yeah, yeah, well, it is the first one.
Then debut is correct. It'd be wrong if it was the third one.
As we approach the time of our premiere release, we start thinking about what sort of format to put things out. Do you just do singles? Do you do singles and remixes? Do you do EPs? Does anyone ever do LPs anymore? What if you had six tracks? What would that be?
Yeah, now with the main Broken Drum Records label, we released three releases in 2010, and the first two had I think five tracks and six tracks on them, and I used the language of EP, i.e. there was more than one track, so it wasn't a single, and it wasn't really, they weren't really long enough to be considered an album in the traditional sense, so I used the term EP, extended play. But afterwards I kind of thought, yeah, we're still using the language of that old music world, which is dead. And it's a language that comes from physical product, where you had singles and you had long players, mm-hmm. and every now and again somebody would put something out with four or five tunes on it and call it an extended play EP. So I noticed that on some of the online sites like Bandcamp, every release that has more than one tune on it,
yeah.
is called an album. And the word album means collection.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Because really, I know in the dictionary it means collection, but yeah. to me it means so now, CD with 12 tracks.
Exactly. You're expecting 10 or 12 tracks. So the third one that we released, I just called it a release. I think it had five tracks on it. And I just called it a release. I avoided kind of narrowing down its description as far as I possibly could. So with BDR Dance Floor, if we've got a track and its remixes, in one sense you could call that a single, because often with even back in the days of vinyl, if you bought a dance single with some remixes on it, it would still be a single, and it might have four
tunes. It'd be on 12 inch.
It'd be on 12 inch,
and
you'd
probably, you get the sort of main club mix on side one and two remixes on side B.
So even
or you get a double pack.
Yeah. So even though it might have three or five or seven tunes, it would still be kind of called a single because they were all versions of the one tune.
Moby was always a loser for that, you know, because he'd always put out, like, I'm thinking of around the time of the Play album, I think there's a single called Porcelain or something like that.
Yeah.
He put out an A-side, B-side 12. I think it was just sort of standard mix and album, club mix and album mix, and then made people buy like four different versions, and I thought it was a bit nasty.
Yeah, so we won't do that.
No, we would.
Yeah.
No, of course we wouldn't.
Yeah, so I reckon if we had a tune and say we had five or six remixes, which is quite a lot, what we might decide to do, which of course would financially stitch up some of the remixes, but we could do a package which was the main tune and three remixes, and then maybe give away some of the other remixes, and that way it makes probably a little bit more sense, but we'd have to figure out who gets paid for what.
But we wouldn't give away our most commercially viable remixes anyway.
Oh no, if something's capable of making money, let's make the money, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
So, but if some guy's done as a remix which we're not sure if people would pay for, let's be blunt, but he got his name associated with a great track, and maybe he'd probably have a wider, you know, audience because it'd be free, he might be happy just to take it for the profile.
Yeah, or alternatively, firstly, the question might be, if we think something is not something that people would be willing to pay for, should we release it in the first place? Or we could decide that all remixes on a given tune get a share of whatever's made on that tune, regardless of whether it goes
in the
free batch.
That'd be quite an interesting business
model. It would be.
So say, just to talk it through, so say we'd have all the remix, say a remix generated 100 quid in returns, but say all 12 remixes only generated 100 pounds for the sake of easy numbers, we'd share the 100 quid between all the remixes, even the ones we gave away for free.
Yeah, that's my thinking, possibly. We'll have to ponder that one.
We're never going to get a Norman Cook remix with that attitude, are we?
No.
Got it.